I don't know what that was about. Interesting. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're going to be with you for the next, well, a little bit less than 2 hours until 11 o'clock. And then it's Ochre with Funk My Life, Funk Your Life, coming up at 11 o'clock. On the big show tonight, 10 o'clock, Sleuth, CITR Shindig. Battle of the Band sort of thing, 2011 champion, Sleuth, will be playing a full set of sorts for quite a bit on the show at around 10 o'clock. So come and stick around and check it out. Go grab a little warm water or coffee or whatever you have and enjoy the show. I am going to play music until that happens. Going to start off with some Double Dragon, band from Vancouver, sort of on a hiatus right now. This is a song from Double Dragon called Forest.
Once we came, the place. sweeter when we can.
Every time you walk away, I never know just what to say. When I see you with those other girls, leave it singing, it's the end of the world. Tell me, baby, what can I do? Tell me, darling, to say this love so true.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is who I am.
I forgot about that. Amelia Earhart is the name of the song from a band from Kingston, Ontario, originally. Inbreds. I'm joined in the studio now with Miss by Mr. Chris Riffick. How are you doing?
Oh, Ben, Happy New Year to you. I'm feeling really good. I just thought that I'd say hi. I hadn't seen you since the Christmas Carol party.
Yeah, what did you do for New Year's?
I went to Bowen Island.
Oh,
for the very first time.
So did you stay there overnight?
We had two nights.
Oh,
and
really?
Man, that place is a lazy town.
So nothing happened during New Year's?
No, not really. We're old. Like, did you go to Joel's?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was cool. I've never seen more people at Joel's house.
Yeah, was that the last or the first show in like 2 years at Joel's place, or has he been?
No, there's been. I've seen one at least a year ago. But also because I invited people, like my friend Brishen and Joanne, which was in town. They went to the show. My sister and my brother-in-law.
No way! Did
random people?
Chantille and David and little Sebastian?
Not Sebastian.
Oh.
But Chantille and David went to, which is my friend Brishen's sister and her husband.
And duck mate.
Duck mate, yes.
Eater of duck.
Yeah, like it was crazy. All these, and the funny thing... Yeah, it's good. Like, all these people don't even know who Joel is. Like, Brenda went, and our station manager, Brenda, went to the show.
Right on.
But she doesn't really know Joel. But
just up the street from where she lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun. A Fine Mist played very nicely.
And Joel's band, Previous Tenants?
Tenants,
is that the one that has Jerf, formerly of the Doers, in it? Or
no, that's Previous Tenant is with Jesse Gander and Barry.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
That's cool.
Also, Larissa, Kel Larissa played.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Did Barry's new band play? Jared from Korean Gat was telling me that he's got a new band. It's supposed to be really good.
No, I don't think so. Oh. I got there a bit. I got there when Kel Larissa played. I missed Previous Tenants.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, so that was tons of fun. How was your Christmas?
Kind of crappy. My wife was sick like for 3 days.
A lot of people got sick during Christmas.
I know, and she had to. We had to stop the car, and she had a projectile vomit all over alleyways. And
did you cook a Christmas Eve dinner? Is that what happened?
Oh, stop. No, my mom did, Ben. Now, gonna talk your way out of that one?
No, I got nothing. Right. Moving on, a sleuth. Shindig champion from last year. By
congratulations
last year, I meant
to them.
Last December, which is less than a month ago, playing live in studio in about a bit more than half an hour's time. Stick around for that; should be fantastic.
They're setting up as we speak.
Quickly mention what I play. So I play some Inbreds from the awesome album Combinator. Many fine songs, including the big hit "Any Sense of Time," sort of an underground hit. No,
we love it.
Yeah, everyone. But it's like when you play it, people notice it. "Any Sense of Time." And before that, I played a brand new Mike O'Neill song. Mike O'Neill is a member of, 50% of the Inbreds. It's a song called "This Is Who I Am." A brand new album is supposed to be coming out this year called Wild Lines. And I started off the set with two Vancouver bands, Double Dragon and Pleasure Cruise.
Are Double Dragon still around?
Not really. I think they're on infinite hiatus.
Awesome. I always think...
Awesome that they...
No. Yeah. That was a bad band. Well,
yeah.
Pleasure Cruise.
Yes.
Quinn Omari.
Yes.
Is in this band.
Yes.
And I always think that he has something to do with CITR. He's never had a radio show, has he?
No. I don't think so. He... might have done some Discorder stuff, has
okay.
he not? Yeah.
But he was in a band that was in Shindig.
Yes.
Was that the band A Common Mistake?
Yes. How did you remember the name?
How
is that possible?
I don't know. I think that's a pretty good name for a band. It wasn't Ponderosa.
Do you know which band they lose to
in
Shindig? You weren't playing for them.
Oh, really?
They shoot horses, don't they?
There you go. That's why I remember. That was when they also competed against Explaining Colors to the blind. Right? And then those two weird named bands, and then A Common Mistake.
I know.
It's like,
I, for the longest time, tried to remember the name of the band. It's hard to compete against those two names. But
did he play with his sister?
No. He was in with, I think he was playing with a girl named Yuki, who actually was my coworker for a while.
No way!
And they all worked together in IT with me for a short amount of time, way after the fact of Shindigan.
So they're dorks.
Yep, totally. Well, Mori, of course.
he's a good Ben Lies Penis joke teller.
That doesn't even make sense. who told one? I can't. I don't even
my
know.
My favorite. My
something
favorite
happened at Joel's party, and someone told it to my sister. And even though I forgot.
What did your sister take offense? Or
no, it was just like I don't think she got it because she hasn't really been to shindigs where they told that joke. Maybe she has.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, my favorite one. I'm gonna totally screw it up, but what's the similarity between Penley's penis and a Russian submarine?
Oh yeah.
Neither have been boarded since the 90s. I think that's pretty good, and it's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, moving on. What have you seen this? Have you seen any shows?
Not a thing. I was going to try to see the Beeline Shearing Pinks past pub show. I'm getting too tired.
Yeah.
If they don't start at 8.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, my segue to the whole thing was before the neighbor show at Joel's house, not previous tenant show, I saw the CD release party for Great Aunt Ida's album, Nucleotize Me.
How is Miss Ida?
She is fantastic.
Fantastic.
She played with
Nick Kirkovich. Yes. and did his new music, like, or is he just playing the old hits?
I think I've heard some of the songs. It's just him, like, with some sequencer and sort of keyboard and just sing sort of pop songs.
That's cool.
Yeah. And the other act, which was, what were they called? Oh, man, two piece. Veda Hilly and Patsy Cline.
The Fits.
It's exactly the same show that Ida played on her previous CD release party.
Oh, okay.
Same bands. And The Fits, I feel like I've seen them, but maybe I didn't, but they do a lot of cute cover songs.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. They did a cover, apparently. I missed this completely, so I was too busy yapping away, sadly. But my friend Brishen told me that they were doing Charlene. It's not like Stephen Colbert.
good cover.
It's fun. A really nice song about all the countries, where they name all the countries in the song.
Every country?
Yeah, in the world.
93 minutes long.
Yeah. It was cute. But anyways, I am a very fantastic album. I got it for $10 at the show. I'm sure you can get them everywhere. I'm sure, probably.
I'm sure.
And so I'm going to play a track from the album. This is a song called Balloons.
Insurance, the high risk plan. Your family won't need to work thanks to their danger man. Construction cranes trespass through steel and glass. Just when you thought the thrill was gone, you know it will never pass. All your friends and neighbors have front row seats. You've never been this high before. Frost.
I saw something in your eyes, something in your eyes. I saw
All right. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. I'm joined by Chris Riffick. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Sleuth is the band that is playing live tonight at around 10 o'clock.
And they might be playing bassless.
they went back to get a piece of the equipment. So it might start a little bit late, but who knows. Let's talk a bit about what I just played. Terrorbird. It's Nikki.
And the husband, Jeremiah. Who has been in 117 bands.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the past.
Playing all instruments.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah. I really like the sound of that, the production with the rapid fire piano riffing. I thought that was pretty
good. As a piano lovely. Keyboard player, so that's good compliment.
And you too?
Yeah.
Great two Royal Conservatory.
Oh, yeah. I play piano kind of more like Don Cherry piano. Have you seen that?
Don Cherry piano, no.
Have you seen YouTube? The YouTube sensation where they show... Oh, I'll show you this later.
Well, I've only seen the one where the mama cat is hugging the baby cat.
No, like, have you seen Coach's Corner, Don Cherry? It's got like a million hits. It's, you know how Don Cherry always put his finger like on the table? It's like, you know, Vancouver needs to do this.
Oh, sure.
So then somebody put sound to it, so it's the piano sounds.
That's so great.
It's awesome. Anyway, so if you haven't seen it, do a search for Don Cherry piano, and it'll be funny.
Have you seen the fight between those two CFL players? Those two old CFL players?
Oh, I saw that.
That's crazy. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we watch a lot of YouTube videos over Christmas.
Oh, did you?
That's what people do. I don't know.
I think so.
We saw like a video of little puppies coming out of like gift
out
package.
Of what?
Out of like Christmas tree presents. Like, it's aww. Super, I know, it's like, anyways. So that was that. It's a Christmas song, but it's, I don't know if it's officially a Christmas song. It's called So Blue Around You Now. Yeah.
Speaking, I'm so sorry, Ben. You know how you tell me that your favorite Christmas movie is?
Die Hard?
Yes. Okay, well, that's BS because it's not really a Christmas. It's just based around Christmas time. Another one.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
Is that during Christmas?
Yes, that was during... I guess the first one was during the Christmas time, so...
But Die Hard, he's going back to see his family during Christmas, wasn't it? And then he's like, it's very Christmas. And there was a Christmas party. I don't know. I didn't really... oops. I went to the pianos. So, Terrorbird, and before that, I play some slight birching. Like Tickles, the name of the song. Sean...
Who just back
from his European trip tour.
Have you seen all the Facebook photos of...
There's like 125, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I saw some of them. My wife and I went through all of them. They're pretty awesome.
Did you comment on all of them?
Yes.
You liked
good picture. Singular.
So, fantastic song, fantastic person, fantastic everything. Good stuff. And start off the set with Great Aunt Ida, used to be an ex... British Columbian.
Yes.
From the island.
Sugar refinery owner.
Yes. Sugar refinery owner. Now lived in Toronto.
Yes. And, seems to be happy with that.
Yes. That's right. She did mention at the show that it's nice to have a big room filled with people as opposed to not so many people in her shows in Toronto.
What?
That's what she said.
Well, I thought that's what all the Vancouverites do. They go to Toronto because there's a whole bunch of big crowds. And
I don't know. Have you been to Toronto?
I've been.
Was it big crowds?
Not for me.
Which, was it for They Shoot Horses?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It was pretty great.
It must be a decent crowd.
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Good
times. Well, I mean, October Man, doesn't he garner a big...
Yeah, a little bit here and there, yeah.
Language Arts? How's Language Arts
I haven't in? Seen Language Arts play there yet, so I think it probably did all right. Okay, so we're going to move on with this little lovely... you know this band.
Guelph, Ontario's Finest. This is contains a member of... this band was the only person that has ever... slept over at my house. Do you remember?
Yes, this was the drive from... They played in Pet's Pub.
Yes, and I wanted to at least have one band member of any band.
Yeah.
Because...
You just grab a kid, and these are like 12-year-old kids.
Oh, no, they're not.
They were when they started.
But Jordy Gordon was the only person that...
The most interesting about this was they're from Guelph, and
yes.
I think I asked them about... The other Guelph bands at the time. Remember that Burnt Oak or whatever
sure.
records?
Yeah,
records?
Yeah.
And I remember asking them, and then he kind of mocked them.
Oh, no.
You don't remember this?
Oh, no, I don't. Like, from the stage?
No, not from the stage, in the car. So we were like, oh, yeah, those guys. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, they're great. It was more like, oh, those guys. But not...
Maybe there's bad blood.
Yeah, but it's such a small town. I don't know. Anyways. Okay. That's enough. Let's play a song. It's a brand new album, Growing Branches. And the song I'm going to play is Lovely Lines.
This time the little hands are something I can understand. I can even kind of see that things might be. I know right where you'll sleep. I'll recognize your feet.
BC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
just rotting bones. I am so alone. There's just the cries.
Love Cuts, a song called I Will Kiss Anyone, band from Vancouver. Before that, Diaz, another Vancouver band, Shindig band from, I guess, a year ago, I think. Diaz Nation, name of the album, Graveyards, name of the song. And before that, another Shindig band from maybe 3-4 years ago, Winter Mitt, an old album, old as in maybe 2 years old, Heirloom, a song called Dance. And before that, a Vancouver band called Sutures from a record sort of released on the internet called I Touch 1985. And the name of the song, which is covered up right now, is The Thrills and Dangers of Night Swimming. And I start up the set with some Bar Mitzvah Brothers and some in a band called Hon He Hon He. From Toronto, I believe, from an album called Shouts, A is for Animals. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Sleuth is on the big show tonight, playing live very shortly. They are retrieving a gear from parts unknown. This should be on very shortly, but I will be talking to members of the band after the next song, which is, let's play some Hermetic. This is Hermetic, a song called Civilized City. Eric from the band's birthday was yesterday. And so after that, we'll...